We have Captain Ray Gilmore Jr. in this morning. Captain, how are you?
Doing well, Roy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Little fluffing on the icing on the cake there yesterday.
There was definitely some icing on that cake yesterday. That 1 to 3 inches of Mother Nature's butyl, it was just great.
Nice. So. Now, I was looking at some of the times, and I had to look twice, that even the fastest guy time at Ace Tarbury was just a hair under 29 seconds.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
I think
it was 23 last week, wasn't it?
It was 20. I'm just going to say that Ace was slow yesterday. It was all Ace's fault that he was slow, and so was Tim Semino and the rest
of us. So everybody decided to follow,
his
lead, right?
That's what he's going to do. We're all going to go slow.
I don't see that happening.
No, it wasn't anything to do with
tourney
that.
Course, huh?
Yeah, so Kevin Hamlin decided to set a cranker.
Yeah.
Made a few people cranky, but it was a tourney, rhythmical, real technical course. If you were looking ahead, if you'd been coming to our clinics,
right,
you knew what to do.
Right.
So, you know, Jimmy Savoy had a pretty good day. A lot of the guys and ladies who came to our clinic looked at it, they're like, this is what it looks like yesterday. And we're like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And they jumped right in. And
that's great.
No problem. Now, the top tier guys, top tier boys.
Boys.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you ski the course and sometimes the course skis you. So everybody else had a, you know, nice round line. The top guys are going to charge every week.
Right.
Those top two tiers, they're going to race that thing to the
hard
nine,
as they can.
As hard
yeah.
as they can. You know, Semino says he cranks the volume up to 11. So I believe it.
12 for him. 12 he's
for
always
him.
At 11,
yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
Just, he's there. So the course took some. Nobody got hurt.
Good.
But whenever you swing that course further and further out to the side, your feet for those top guys are going further and further, and their hips are coming closer and closer to the ground. And small bump when you're skiing that fast, that precise, and you're on your hip, and you're out.
Bang. Wow.
So, you know, there was a slew of them. Joey Miller ended up taking out a gate and a panel. Georgie Bordash skied right through a panel. He comes back up to us at the top. Have you guys seen my ski pole?
Oh, like, my gosh.
Is it down there? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So, you know, Brian Bailey tipped over and went to the right. Devin Copsey gave us a scare because somehow he skied from the right side of the course all the way to the left.
Oh, wow.
Locked it on before the tree line and then came back into the course and finished.
Oh, good.
So it was like,
lost a little time maybe, but
just a couple seconds, like 10. But.
And the girls battling it out again too. Hillary back after being away for a week.
Yeah,
and,
she obviously got better.
Hillary McCoy.
She was out skiing the Big Powder. But
yep. Maggie Flynn, Amber McPherson, Emily Leick, they're
packing right up. Another name that's in there is Kaylor Morin or Cowell.
Oh, Cowell, yeah.
Yeah, Dougie McDonald's granddaughter.
Oh my gosh.
There's a sneaker in there.
Oh, how funny
she
is that?
She just turned 21 this weekend and decided to sign up this week.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see what she can do.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, she was sixth overall in her first day.
So fantastic. That's going to be fun. We'll see what she does when she actually gets on some race skis and we get her in a few gates. So
nice.
She might twist stuff up for a
nice.
Little bit.
And you got I almost forgot to mention our sponsor of Captain Ray and my chat here on a weekly Mountain Meister wrap-up brought to you by the Yankee Smokehouse and Wild Hog Pizzeria in West Ospey and their farm-to-table market just north of the restaurant on Route 16. So what's coming up next, Ray?
What's coming up next? Mid-season party. Everybody's favorite party of the year. You know, the big thing that we did this year with the survey, what do you love about Mountain Meister? Skiing, lessons, mid-season party. So, mid-season party coming this week at Cranmore. Drawings, tons of fun, food. We've got the Jesse Lyman downhill.
And so what's going on with that this year?
So we're going to in the past, you know, I remember as a kid, it was down just the Meister course. And then the last couple of years, we started moving it up a little bit. And a little bit more and a little bit more. And next thing you know, we've got you skiing a real Super G off the top. And 120 people out of 400 wouldn't come.
Okay.
So for the Meisters, the Jesse Lyman downhill will be down the same trail that we race on. I'm not going to bring you way up to the top of the mountain. I'm not going to put you somewhere that you're not comfortable with. For those who really want to go chase a fast one, that's why we're running the Gibson Cup, and we're going to have a Super G that's bigger, longer, and faster over on the other side.
On the same day?
On the same day.
Next
so
Wednesday.
We're
going to
run two
nice.
Speed events at the same
day.
Oh,
wow,
that way
fun.
We're managing two courses, and we've got the folks
nice.
To do there.
They're going to extend down the alley a couple of gates?
Going to try to. So I'm hoping that we'll have the timing and everything set up for the finish. We've got the speakers and the amps, everything ready for our race, the Schneider Cup that's coming
right,
up.
Right,
weeks.
Right, right.
So we're getting everything prepped for that. It's not until March, so we've still got 6 weeks out. But we're putting down the wires to where that finish is going to be. We've put out the speakers, so we're going to be able to hear people down on the deck.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that maybe that'll be our test event for it. And we'll see what we've got. So I don't want to stop them too low because it's a crossover underneath, but we're going to maybe add a gate or two.
Oh, nice. Cool. Now you have a little fundraiser coming up?
We do have a fundraiser coming up. So Kate Zeliff, local girl, she's making it big. And she's not making it big on the race scene. She's making it big on The big mountainside.
Big air.
The big mountains. Yeah. Not even big air. It's like big air. They're making jumps. She's skiing cliffs.
Oh, wow.
She's skiing cliffs and powder bowls.
Extreme skiing.
Extreme skiing. Yeah, that's what we used to call it.
Right.
So the free ride world tour is equivalent to the FIS World Cup.
Wow.
But for big mountain skiing. So they get these guys up on top of a ridgeline and say, okay, drop in, do whatever you want. We're going to grade you on how crazy you are.
You know, it's funny. I was at Fernie in British Columbia back like 10 years ago when they were having that event that weekend.
Yeah.
These guys are...
They're the real deal.
They're legit.
And the girls,
guys and girls, yeah.
I wouldn't ski those lines that she's doing. I'm looking at them being like, ooh, there goes a knee. Ooh, there's my back.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah.
You know, so ski like a girl and rip like Danielle from last year and rip like Kate from this year. We have some women in this town that we produce great skiers, boys and girls, men and women.
The fundraiser going to be?
So fundraiser is going to be at Zips Pub. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. All proceeds go to Kate.
When's that?
It's going to be Friday night, 6 o'clock, okay. Zips Pub at Cranmore.
I think they've got a movie going on with it, too, so right?
Yep. Teton Gravity Research Project is going to... They're
Loose Tight, I think it's
yes.
called. Tight
yep.
Loose. Tight Loose.
Loose
yes.
Tight.
Tight Loose.
Sure.
Yes. Only because I worked. Because I love that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're hoping that everything, we can pay the rest of her entry fees for the year. That would be awesome for her.
That's great. Captain Ray Gilmore, Jr. of Mountain Meisters at Cranmore Mountain Resort, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing about the speed events next week.
I can't wait to talk about those speed events next
week. All right. Ray Gilmore's update brought to us by the Yankee Smokehouse and Wild Hog Pizzeria, West Ossipee, and their farm-to-table market just north of the restaurant, Route 16. 827, 93.5 in the morning.